talks hard this time. We're not sending great big monstrous boys to high school just to hear ourselves think, you know. Well, paper states Mr. Vogel is better.
Yes?
Mr. T.W. Vogel, 718 South Center Street, who has been seriously ill the past 3 weeks, is mending slowly. Although extremely feeble, he is able to visit the homes of his friends.
You think his friends would visit his home?
That's her.
Miss Vogel?
Sure. She don't like people in her house.
Why not?
Oh, track off the carpet.
You know, to be sure it's a rotten topic, fails to hold an individual's interest.
You'll feel an individual's interest where you don't want it if that report card ain't up to snuff this time.
Oh,
there's nothing in this darn newspaper anymore.
That's what you say every night.
Well, Lorraine, just talking stuff. Rice, get your feet down from there.
I enjoy the sensation of twisting my spine out of
shape. Get them down, I said. Tell me about the Supreme Court doing something or other. What is that Supreme Court business?
You're asking me rather an involved question. Yes, it is.
Part of the United States President, ain't it?
I wouldn't say it was part of them. Might be part of his...
Ms. Afrod and Ms. Brighton was talking about Supreme Courts and things the other day. They're such know-it-alls. They'll sit around and tell about Constitution and Congress and all like that. The rest of us ladies in the Thimble Club just stand and golf. Supreme Court and Ulysses S. Grant and so on's none of their beeswax, is it?
Knowledge of our national government and its functions is every American's beeswax.
Study. No, Vic, but don't you think they're putting it on?
Who, Miss Brighton and Ma up your ass?
Yeah, all that nonsense, big, important talky-talking. Actually, you'd think they were the king of Peoria. What was it Miss Abbott said the other day?
Couldn't tell you.
A Republican form of government, la-di-da, Abraham Lincoln, Gettysburg, Constitution, la-di-da. We people, taxes, canal zone, Congress, dumpty-dumpty-dum. Silly. Right, what'd they say about them feet?
I keep forgetting.
Well, get them down. Scratches enough on that Davenport. No, but ain't it ridiculous?
Well, I'd say...
Apparat's a grown-up woman with a family and a house to keep clean. What on earth does she care about the Congress?
I think people ought to be a little interested in the government.
Yeah, sure, but why go around making a big to-do about it?
People ought to try to understand the government.
Oh, what is there to understand?
Quite a bit.
They got fellas up there in Washington, D.C.
What fellas are you referring to?
Well, Congress fellas and all them. President at the White House and so on.
There's more to it than that, kiddo. The United States...
Let me tell
her. You're supposed to be studying.
This will only take a second. And it's fresh in my mind because we just had it in civics. In the first place, the United States government is divided into three departments.
Executive, legislative, and judicial.
These three departments, Mom, each got a separate function. The executive department is the department that enforces...
Keep your feet down.
...that enforces the laws. See, when a nation adopts a Republican...
looks like we got a Ms. Apparat right here in the family.
What?
Oh, Rush explains the thing the same way she does. Instead of coming right out and saying what she wants to say, she hems and haws and beats around the bush till a person wants to scream. Then why don't you just say they got Congress fellas in Washington, D.C. that fixes the law?
Well, but there's more to it than that. Look, kiddo, the Congress makes the law.
Sure, sure, sure.
The President enforces the laws. The court tests the constitutionality.
Oh, there you go. The constitutionality. Oh, my.
What is he interested in there?
Oh, sure.
Every American should have a knowledge of the functions.
Let's have more alphabet study and less talk from you, mister.
No, but you really ought to know something about this, Dave.
Why? I got a house to keep up. 3 meals a day I have to get. I'm busy. Where on earth would I be if I fiddled around with foolishness?
You can hardly call the government of your country foolishness.
Oh,
your government.
Yeah. Let's forget it.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Steel Pump at first in at Yamden's going to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Marrying one of the Hunkerman girls, Marie.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Your feet.
Extra from a broadcast.